Can you hold just a moment, please?
Hello.
Mr. President.
Yes.
Two or three more things on the Cyprus matter. The Greeks have accepted the British proposals for joint intervention. We have not yet heard from the Turks. Meanwhile, President Gürsel of Turkey has addressed a public appeal to you, President de Gaulle, Queen Elizabeth, and certain others to try to help in the fighting, and that is on its way. The official text is on its way with a suggested short reply, plus brief messages from you to the Greek and Turkish leaders on the island as one step that you could take perhaps to help in the situation. There are 1,700 Americans on the island, thousands of those dependents. There have been no injury to them. They do not yet seem to be in any danger. But there's plenty of shipping, including some military transport service craft in within a few hours of the area, plus a good many aircraft that can be hauled in so that we're not concerned about the facilities for evacuation. The Turkish battalion is now in a defensive position in the Turkish quarters in Nicosia, and we're hopeful that the British leadership here, as chairman of the three guarantor powers, will get this situation under control. But at the moment, it's still a little touch and go. You'll find that Gürsel's message is very agitated, but we think we ought to reply fairly calmly, but do what we can to quiet the nerves and on the island itself. I think that I've got a call in for Kilduff to suggest that, that he sent the background people that you and I are in touch.
Wait just a minute. I think he's here.
Right. Is Kilduff out there? Max!
I think we can locate him.
Well, I might suggest to him that the background that you and I in frequent touch, that you're following the situation closely, that there are, that the Americans on the island are safe, that the ambassador and the department, State Department, are in frequent touch with each other about their safety, and that we're fully supporting the efforts of the three guarantor powers to restore peace, and ourselves not announce them here what moves particular governments might be making.
Mm-hmm.
The council, the NAC Council of NATO, met in an emergency session this morning. They had a debate about it, reports from the Greeks and the Turks, and they asked the Turks not to intervene unilaterally without coming back to the NATO Council. The big problem here is that the Turks, who are only 60 miles away, and whose citizens on the island are in greater danger because the Greeks are in the great majority, I just might put some forces in unilaterally. And if the British move can't put this on a three-party basis, then this could move to another level of crisis.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll keep in touch with you, and if we need any action from you in terms of ordering any units of the Mediterranean fleet or anything to be on a standby basis, we'll let you know.
That'll be fine. Are you working on that ball memorandum?
Oh, that's correct.
Okay. Now, I guess we didn't find Kilduff. Let me see just one second before we hang up. Secretary?
Yes, sir.
Here's Kilduff.
Right.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Secretary.
Thank you very much. Same to you. Are you in reach of any reporters down there?
Oh, no, sir. No, I'm in the President's living room.
Say,
President? I'm in the President's living room.
They are around the ranch?
They will be here in 1 hour, sir. They're on their way out here.
Backgrounding on the Cyprus thing, you should background them. The President and I are in frequent touch with each other by telephone, that we are in close touch, the department is in close touch with our ambassador in Cyprus, and that we're following the situation very closely. There are 1,700 Americans on the island, say that no one has been, that no American has been wounded or injured in any way. They seem to be safe thus far. And we, of course, are giving close attention to their safety in the middle of the disorders that are going on. Further, we are strongly supporting the efforts of the three guarantor powers, that's Britain, Greece, and Turkey, to find arrangements which will restore peace to the situation.
Hold on just a second, Secretary. That's Britain, Greece, and Turkey.
Right.
And we're working closely with the three guarantor powers.
And working closely with them.
Right, sir.
As the three guarantor powers.
Right.
In their efforts to restore peace to the situation. Now, actually, the fighting is not in large scale. It is disorderly and probably lives in the scores rather than the hundreds have been lost so far. But I wouldn't leave the impression that we think this is a flaming crisis of major proportions yet. It could get to be. Now, if I were you, I would not put in the words in the mouths of the other government, but for your own personal background. The British have proposed for the Greeks and Turks that the three of them intervene with their own forces to restore order.
Mm-hmm.
And the Greeks have accepted this, but the Turks have not. But we don't want that information to come out of Texas.
No, that's driving somebody to the wall, too.
Say, pardon?
That would be driving them to the wall from out of an Austin dateline.
That's right. But now, don't hesitate to telephone me the tickets during the afternoon. Start speculation down there because we're on this on an hour-to-hour basis.
Very good, Mr. Secretary.
Okay.
Right. Wish Mrs. Rusker a Merry Christmas for me, would you?
Anything else for me, Mr. Secretary?
I think not, Mr. President.
Good one.
Thank you.